All right, it is 7:46. Good morning. 73 degrees right now on the mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Deborah Woodall. I'm joined in studio this morning by Rachel Rose from the Coffeyville Public Library, and also in with her today is Leanne Eggers, the new director of the Coffeyville Public Library. She's kind of silently sitting in, seeing how this radio thing works, because it's highly complex and technical, as you can tell, right, Rachel? Very much so. So let me turn your mic on so we can hear what you have to say. And, you know, a lot of things going on over at the Coffeyville Public Library. You guys offer programming year-round. You're always busy, always looking for ways to engage the community and the various audiences within the communities, from those who are still really too small to read.
Mm-hmm.
To those who are,
yeah, you know, have from been zero reading, to,
reading know. For 100 years.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
let's start. First of all, it looks like Banned Books Week is coming up.
Mm-hmm. That is next week. We already have our banned books display up. So it'll be up for 2 weeks. It's an interactive display. It asks people a question, you know, how far would they be willing to go to defend their favorite book if that were to be challenged or banned? I know a lot of people love To Kill a Mockingbird. That made the top 10 banned books list of this year. So that, so I found that to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people are bothered, I guess, now by mm-hmm. some of the language in mm-hmm. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of reasons that people will try to get a book taken off the shelves of a library, of a school, off reading lists. Usually language or like sexual content, LGBT content is a lot of times challenged. That's a big reason as well. It's content. So it's like both sides of the aisle, people trying to get these books off the shelf because they don't agree with them. And as a library, we strive to say, well, we understand your concerns with this content, but we can't censor it because you know, that takes away that resource to someone who might need it. So,
yeah, in a lot of ways, libraries and the media have similar responsibilities to make sure people have access to information that they need.
Mm-hmm. Libraries are tasked with being as neutral as possible. It's not that we don't, we're not passionate about things. We're just, our mindset is, you know, everyone has different core beliefs. Everyone has different political beliefs. And we're like, we want to provide resources to everybody, not just, you know, one or two specific groups of people.
Yeah. And just because you're bothered by some language in a book mm-hmm. doesn't mean that other people shouldn't be allowed to read that book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what we try to tell people. It's like, yeah, we know you're bothered by this, but you don't have to read it. It can sit on the shelf, and it can be there for whoever does want to read it.
Yeah, and I've found a lot of times, you know, with books, if you don't a lot of concerns about language situations, things like that. If you don't understand kind of the underlying themes, mm-hmm. it's going to blow right past you anyway.
Yes, yes.
So, not that we don't want children reading books that are not age appropriate, but
no.
We do. But
yes.
Anyway, Rachel Rose with the Coffeyville Public Library with us in studio this morning here at the Mighty 690. And Domestic Violence Awareness Month is coming up in October as well.
Mm-hmm. We were in contact with a lady who gave us information on like how people can be aware of, domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking here in Southeast Kansas. And she gave us information like, so we'll set up a display for the month of October with information for, like, who do you contact if you're a victim of sexual assault, or, you know, what kind of resources are available to me when I'm trying to get away from this situation.
And that's important information for mm-hmm. for someone to be able to access without...
The reason we do a display, we want people to have the information, but some people are embarrassed to voice that. So if it's just available for them to sneak a pamphlet and say, oh, get out of this situation.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are ashamed of what happens, even though it's not their fault.
Yeah, but they do want some discretion mm-hmm. in
that too.
Being able to seek help sometimes, and mm-hmm. and that's very key. So, in addition to that, any other plans for the Coffeyville Public Library in October?
Yeah. So further down the road, the week of Halloween, we're planning some cool crafts. We're going to make some scary looking books. I found some really cool ideas on Pinterest on how to make a scary looking book, a book out of old books. So that will be fun for kids and teens. I'm also on the day of Halloween, we're going to let kids from 5 to 8 p.m. It's on a Wednesday this year, Halloween. From 5 to 8, kids and teens can come and trick-or-treat at the library, and we'll give them some candy. Just a safe place to come and trick-or-treat, because I know one of the issues with Halloween is, you know, are kids safe running around on the streets all around town? And so we just wanted to provide that. But also for teens, we're going to provide a zombie makeup just a program for them to I'm going to teach them how to, like, do zombie wounds and all sorts of cool stuff like that, because kids love zombies.
Yeah, so. Yeah, zombies are really big right now.
Yes, they are. For a while it was vampires were the fad, but right now I think zombies are the fad.
Yeah.
So
now if you could only be a zombie vampire,
that would be interesting. Now, would it end?
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. The and that's just for teens, so I can't come over and...
It'll be for teens and... so the makeup thing, zombie makeup would be just for teens. I mean, I'm sure adults might want to. They can watch and see how things are done, but I didn't think adults would be too interested in that.
Okay. Well.
And it might be a little too gory for young children.
So. Right, yeah. Don't bring the little kids.
No.
All right. Any other Halloween events or October events?
Well, I mean, we're going to make a appearance at Spooktacular, so look for us there. But other than that, our regular programming with, like, homeschool hour and preschool story time, that happens. And then we do have our book club on the last Thursday of every month.
Are you reading now?
This month we are reading A Farewell to Arms. It's a very bleak, bleak book, all about love and war.
Hemingway's favorite topics.
Yes. So it's a very interesting book. We'll be talking about that next week on the 27th at 5:30. That's a Thursday. But people can also voice their opinions online on our Facebook group. And then next week also, we're having a movie night. Since it's Banned Books Week, we're going to be watching To Kill a Mockingbird, because it did make the top 10 this year. So we do encourage people to come out on Wednesday at 5 p.m., the 26th, to watch that really good movie. It's Gregory Peck was very popular when he was acting back, I don't remember, it was 50s or 60s when he was there.
Yeah. No, it is a wonderful movie, and mm-hmm. and really a timeless movie with Scout and Jem.
Yes.
And Atticus. AKA Gregory Peck. So that'll be a great movie. So a lot going on with Banned Books Week and Halloween coming up. So a lot of exciting things going on. Of course, new director. How are things going there?
Pretty well. Would you like to say anything, Miss Leanne?
Well, hello. Yes, I think it's going pretty well. Learning a lot of new information, getting to meet a lot of interesting people in the community, and I'm very excited to be here.
All right. Well,
here in the community and in the radio station.
You're right. Yeah. Right. Well, welcome to Coffeyville, and I know that people are excited to see what you'll be able to bring to our library. I think you're following on some great growth, so ought to be more great opportunities to continue that here in Coffeyville for the library and its patrons.
Yes, I hope to as well. I think the board and the community and the staff and also the former director did an excellent job so far, and I'm excited for the future for us too. So.
All right. Well, Leanne Eggers, the new director of the Coffeyville Public Library, joining us along with Rachel Rose, doing a lot of the heavy lifting this morning on the mighty 690 KGGF.